Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now let's take a little bit deeper look into the morning weather and the messy ride as we speak with WBUR meteorologist David Epstein, who joins us now by Skype. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
So it's licking up the roads this morning all over the place. Where is the snow?
So it's snowing right now from Leominster up through Lowell, Lawrence, Haverhill, into the Boston area, Quincy, Randolph, Brockton, Franklin. So you get the idea. It's pretty much everywhere down to Providence. And that rain snow line, as you get on to Cape, places like Barnstable, Yarmouth, Nantucket, the Vineyard, seeing just plain rain or a little bit of snow mixed in at times.
What are you expecting in the way of accumulation from this?
So again, we're talking a coating to 2 inches across the area. Generally, everyone has seen that coating at this point where it is snowing. Some places could get up to 2 inches. I think in the end, it'll be a half an inch to an inch and a half will be probably most of us. And we can already see some of the lighter snow now moving into the Chicopee area, now north of New Haven out there in Connecticut and east of Albany. So we're going to have this through the morning on and off at varying intensities, but it will tend to wind down late morning, early afternoon. Again, this isn't a big storm. It's only because it's coming during the morning commute. And of course, it's the first time we've dealt with this season.
All right. So if it ends around midday today, what's on tap for the rest of the week?
So the rest of the week does look cold. That's one thing. And tomorrow's going to be temperatures in the lower 40s with sunshine. We have another weak system on Wednesday with perhaps a couple of rain showers. I think it'll be just warm enough so we should not see any snow. If there is snow, it'll be well north and west of 495. Thursday, a system skirts us, but maybe even missing us. We'll keep an eye on that. And then Friday back to sunshine. Colder weather moving in for the weekend, the coldest air of the season. I don't think we're going to go above freezing for maybe Saturday and Sunday this weekend. We're going to be right around that freezing mark. So some cold weather. If you didn't put your driveway stakes in, you might want to kind of shove them in the ground here over the next couple of days.
All right, because ground isn't quite completely frozen through yet, even though we are around the freezing mark pretty much all the time at night now.
Yeah, that's right. But the ground tends to thaw out a little bit during the day, and you can kind of get in there if you push hard enough. But eventually it is going to freeze up, and you'll need a pot of boiling water to break through.
Is there any sign of a bigger snowstorm anywhere down the road? Can you see that yet?
Yeah, not really. You know, we're in an active pattern. And what I mean by that is there's definitely systems moving in the jet stream that have the potential. But I just don't see anything at this point where I feel confident enough to say, yeah, we're looking at, you know, the 9th, the 10th, the 15th. You know, even a week ago, the storm that we're getting today and the one we may possibly get with rain on Wednesday looked like they could have been potential snow, but now they're just sort of less significant. So the models are really all over the place here at this time. So not much confidence in the long range.
Keeping an eye on the weather for us, WBUR meteorologist David Epstein. Thanks, David.
Have a good morning.
In Boston right now, we're at 31 degrees. It's 29 in Needham, 30 in Beverly, and 35 degrees in New Bedford. It's 736.